And in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department. This is Borough Business. It's our local call-in show, and you're welcome to call in with a question or comment. Our phone number is 772-3808, and I'm joined in the studio today by Acting Mayor Sue Flint and Borough Assembly Member John Haverlick. Thank you both for coming in today on such a beautiful day.
You're welcome.
And helping keep us illuminated about what's going on with the Borough Assembly and the agenda for tonight. Sue, of course, you're filling in as mayor because Mark Jensen is off fishing, and I think Kurt Wallhuter still as well. So, do we have enough for a quorum for tonight's meeting?
I think we do. Okay. We still have the other five of us in town, so
okay, good.
We're good.
All right. Some of the big news I've already asked you about last week, but the redistricting board has made final their proclamation plan for the electoral map for the 2014 election. It's the same one they talked about last week, the conceptual map, and it would put Petersburg in a district with Sitka, Craig, a whole bunch of other southeast communities, 23 others as well, those little communities, northern end of Prince of Wales Island, and no longer in a district with Juneau if that holds up for the 2014 election. John, I'll ask you your thoughts on what do you think about that new map for electoral map for Petersburg and where it puts us for next election.
I was pretty pleased with it. It was better than I expected we would get. And it's in more common communities. I think we're going to do pretty well. Although I was really impressed with the people we have now in the general representation. They seemed very sincere and very earnest, and I had faith that they would do a good job, but I think it'll just be better where we're going.
And Sue, any other thoughts on that tonight? You actually may look at filing a court or approving a court motion that would support that if everyone.
Right. I think that we probably will. I think everyone is happy with it, but I'd like to echo John's comments that we are not unhappy with our representation from the Juneau legislators this year. I think they've done a good job for us. I just think we're a better fit with the rest of the area, the Sitka and the smaller towns.
And that Juneau representation doesn't stop immediately. It would be in place for next legislative session as
mm-hmm,
well. So
right.
Still have Senator Dennis Egan and Beth Curtula for your future needs, which I bet you'll be talking about pretty soon, capital needs and others that you'll be going back to.
Especially funding for a new jail.
Right.
For a police station. Yeah, that's our top.
Which brings up one of the issues on tonight's agenda is a structural analysis. You have to look at actually giving the contract for the company that will look at two places. One of them is the existing municipal building, and the other is the warehouse in Scow Bay owned by the Reed family. And the contract work is about $25,000 that you're looking at for company to do that. MRV Architects, I think, is the low bidder. Any thoughts on this needs to go ahead to look at these two options? Is this the best approach at this point? You have about $4 million in hand, if I remember off the top of my head,
right,
from the state.
I was happy to see they split these bids up into two parts so that if they find out the structure isn't worth doing anything with, then they don't go any further with the other half of the bid for engineering and heating systems and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't matter, it's moot. I think we have to look at those to rule them out and see if really our only option is to build new. My preference would be the municipal building if it is structurally sound and a possibility.
And there is some vacant space. The fire department, of course, moved out of there, and the library soon to be moving out of there, so there's a little bit of opening space up there, but it's a pretty old building, right? And the police department section, as we know, has suffered a lot of problems.
That needs to go away. Yeah.
John, any thoughts on a new police department location and a contract for looking at that?
I pretty much agree with Sue. It'd be nice if the municipal building were workable, so we wouldn't have that wasted space or even the Reeds building. But I think there's so many contingencies on the money we're getting from the state, earthquake proof, all these upgrades, that I don't see either one of them probably making the grade. It's probably better to like Sue said, just go with this $12,000 and get the decision up front before we put more money into it, because it'd be better to put more of those funds into planning for a smaller, newer, you know, building. Just because, like I said, those funds are so restricted on what they demand. If we're going to use those state monies, that I doubt if either the two options we have now are going to work.
Okay. All right, so you'll be voting on that contract. Also voting on possibly a contract for redoing the floor at the community gym and the racquetball court as well. This would be somewhere around $32,000, and it looks like two companies have given quotes. Any thoughts on redoing that work or redoing that floor? And I imagine this is something that happens every 5 or 10 years or so, or I'm not sure. John?
Yeah, it's supposed to. I don't think it's happened since the early 90s, but you're right. It's supposed to be redone every 5, 10 years. And it's a little more than they were hoping. They were trying to keep around 26, because Parks and Rec had 13, and Rasmussen was giving us 13 for it. So we're still going to have to come up with another 6,000 or so. And the company sounds like it's a very reputable company that's going to do it. The only concern is the one I brought up a couple months ago, is that the type of use that it's going to be under with various activities, I'm worried it's going to damage it right away. And, you know, looking at $32,000, even though it's been, you know, over 20 years, I think that the use it's having now is going to make us have to redo it a lot more often. I hope not. But I, you know, we can't afford to be putting $32,000 in every, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Wasn't there talk at one point of looking at a different surface eventually that would accommodate or be more durable for more uses, rollerblading, soccer, and everything else that happens there?
I know that was under discussion when it was first being built, that it had we could have a multi-purpose floor, and powers that be said, oh no, it has to be a basketball floor, so we got the wood, and it does get damaged, so we have to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so that contract tonight, any heartburn about awarding that, or from either of you? Or?
Well, I noticed they had an option for $3,500 more. They would paint the city or the borough
Logo.
Branding logo on there, and I don't think I'd be in favor of that, spending $3,500 to have the boats in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
I think we can put those somewhere else. But
especially when you have to come up with that additional money from what you have.
Yeah.
And everyone here pretty much knows where we live, so I don't think that. I agree the logo's not worth the money. It'd be nice, but.
Okay. You'll also be making another spending decision possibly on curbside recycling and direction to go with that, at least on an interim basis. The PIA is saying they lost some of their federal funding for doing this service and need more than the $36,000 a year that the borough has been paying. The plan as presented would go to an interim increased fee for that service and look at whether the borough would expand their recycling program for the new co-mingled pilot program. What do you think about recycling? Is it something that the borough needs to expand? Wait for the results of that pilot program? Sue?
Well, I hope the co-mingling works because it would simplify it for everyone. I think we have to encourage people to recycle in general. It costs us $105 a ton to ship the garbage out. With the money you get back from recycling, recyclables are only $33 a ton. That's a huge difference, and if people aren't going to recycle, their utility rates are going to go up. So I hope they're getting the message that recycling is important and it pays. As far as the contract, I thought this was a good way to work it out this year with everything in flux, with PIA's funding and with we're not knowing yet if we're going to do the commingling, but we certainly need to continue the program.
That commingling definitely made it easier. It was going on at my household, and there were more materials that you could put in the bag, and you didn't have to sort stuff. So It was a little bit more just throw it all in a bin in the back and put it out on recycling day, and you could definitely put more material in the stream, which I think is the point, is cutting down what goes in the trash. John, you were at PIA for a while and were involved in watching the recycling from that end. Your thoughts on this from the borough assembly standpoint?
Well, this is a program that's close to my heart because we got it started in 2006 when I was there. I'd gotten a Rasmussen grant to buy the white truck that's still doing it, and they gave us some money to pay for the whole thing. And I know it's getting older, so it's probably needing repairs. And I think we're crazy not to recycle. The only thing that concerns me is I'm really cheap. And I'd want to know from Carl or Chris or who's ever in charge of this, are we getting, like Sue was saying, the recycled materials only ends up costing us $30 rather than $105. What's the tonnage, the difference between the $30 and the $105? Are we spending more than by recycling than if we would by not recycling? And the other...
How much does it cost to get a ton of trash out of town versus how much does it cost to get a ton of recycling material?
Town,
and that
right.
includes yeah. paying the person to collect and people to sort all that material,
right.
which I guess...
Yeah, because right now it's like a $75 difference that we're saving by going with the recycling. But how many of those $75 is it 36,000 like we're spending to pay for the recycling now? Is it less or is it more? And before I would give PIA more, I'd like to know what that cost differentiation is and if we can afford to keep recycling. And the other thing is they're talking about putting this out to bid in. I'd like to see them do that right away because PIA's indirect has tripled since I've been there, so that makes it hard to be competitive. Maybe there's another contractor in town that could do it for less.
Okay. All right, 772-3808 is our phone number, and call in if you have a question or comment on recycling or about other borough business. We're going to keep going through the agenda and mention a couple other things while we wait and see if we get any phone calls. Also, tonight you'll be hearing about installation of a bronze sculpture at the Bushman Park in downtown. This is a Petersburg Centennial project that has been in the works for a couple years here. And it sounds like an update from the Arts Council on where this project is. And in reading through that, the sculpture is nearly done and is eventually headed here, it sounds like. Sue or John?
It's ready to go to Montana and be bronzed, I understand, and then it'll be back. And the city is working with the Arts Council on plumbing in and wiring and getting the concrete poured for it.
This is the Bushman Park, which is right near the municipal building on Main Street there, and there'd be a little bit of improvement done there, retaining wall and such, to put in this new sculpture. John, what do you think of the plans as drawn up, and any thoughts on this?
Well, it's really impressive. I really like the sculpture, I guess like a sculpture fountain type setup. It looks pretty neat, and I think it's really going to enhance downtown, being right across from the totems, and that it's I hope we can afford it because it would really look great.
Okay, all right. So we'll hear about that as well. A couple of ordinances in second reading. One is on fish scraps and disposal in the harbor. You had the first reading last time around. This time around's the public hearing. Have you heard from the person on the street one way or another about no longer cutting up your fish and throwing it in the inner harbors and walking that out to the end of the dock or taking it home or doing something else with it? No?
No comment.
No word on the street.
I haven't heard from anyone on that.
No, the sea lion's been giving everybody the bad eyeball, but other than that, it seems to be going
thin.
Pretty well.
He's losing some weight, huh?
Yeah.
Second reading of that tonight. I imagine if you don't hear any big comment one way or another, you might go to third reading eventually,
yeah.
Or even tonight maybe. Or
possibly.
Yeah, that'd
yeah.
be a nice way to go.
Okay. And also on bidding and bid awards, some language on that and I think, does this address some of confusion about a local bid preference and that kind of thing?
We're hoping that that clears up the issues that we had earlier this year. The attorneys have worked on it and thought this looked pretty good. And
okay. Any other thoughts on that language, John? You like what the proposed ordinance is for bidding and bid awards?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they cleaned it up very well. And, you know, you're always going to get complaints, but I think if people read that and attend the bid meetings, there won't be any problems. Those are two big ifs.
Right. Okay.
And hopefully we can go a third reading on that, too.
Okay. You also possibly talk about the Cake Access Project. There's a couple of hearing sessions here later this month, one in Petersburg and one in Cake. And this is just very early stage of the environmental review for possible road or ferry improvements for Cake, including Cake to Petersburg Road and ferry connections. Do you think at some point the Borough Assembly might come out with a propose or a, I don't know what
a comment,
a comment or an alternative that you favor? Or
Cindy Lagadakis is chairing up our committee on that, working with Kuprinoff and Cake and anyone else interested, and she's going to talk about that a little bit tonight and decide if they're going to have a meeting to write a comment, and so we'll hear tonight from Cindy on that.
Okay. All right. Great. I think we've covered the big things. You also have a appreciation tonight for a local high school student that you get to announce. Anything else major on tonight's agenda that we should let people know about, John or Sue?
No, I can't think. The only thing that you had that was on there is just that the scheduled work session with the hospital board, that'll be our second one. And after the first meeting, and you know, finding out the financial things they're looking at, I'm just really hopeful that for the second meeting they'll be looking at some reorganization, restructuring that's going to help them stay within budget and just be a sort of a meaner, stronger organization. And between the hospital board and the director, we've got some really sharp people there. I think they'll come with a lot of good alternatives on how to save some monies, you know, going down the road. And they have time, so that it's not in crisis now.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to meet with you again on the 22nd if you set that date tonight. Okay. All right. I think we covered it all. Thank you both for coming in, Sue Flint and John Haverlick. And you can hear more on Borough Assembly business coming up tonight. 7 p.m. is a live broadcast of the Borough Assembly. Coming up next, we have Street Beat Music. Suzanne Ash is your host.